This is Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at chrisducker.com/Rainmaker.
This is Youpreneur FM, the official podcast of the Youpreneur Mastermind Community. A place where no entrepreneur gets left behind in their pursuit of building a business they can be proud of.
And now,
here's your host, serial entrepreneur and best-selling author, Chris Ducker.
Well, hello and welcome to episode number 151 of Youpreneur FM. Thank you so much for being with me, as always. I really do appreciate it. I know I say that every episode. I do, literally every episode. But I mean it as well. So there you go. Today, we're going to be talking about loneliness and how to cure that entrepreneurial loneliness that we're all sometimes suffering from. And, you know, for me personally, as an entrepreneur now that's going into his, 13th, 14th year of working for himself, building businesses, I can tell you something right now. I have been lonely on way more than 1 million occasions. There's no doubt about it. I mean, you know, if you think about it, this pursuit, this focus, this clarity-driven journey that we are on is sometimes not so clear. It's not so simple, and it's also very, very lonely at times. Now, if that sounds like you, if it sounds as if sometimes you lack the support and the accountability that you probably feel like you probably need deep down in your entrepreneurial pursuits, don't worry, you are not alone. I can tell you that right now. I felt like that, like I said, and many, many other entrepreneurs feel exactly the same way when they're busy building their businesses. However, there are certain things that you can do to cure that loneliness. You can go work in co-working spaces. You can get together with people when they're visiting you from out of town. Unfortunately, these kind of activities don't really further the growth of your business in a way that feels whole and complete and, you know, full of accountability and promise and, let's face it, maybe a little bit of fun as well. But I am here today to tell you that there is one activity, one thing that I've done for numerous years now that I've helped other entrepreneurs do at various times in the last 5 or 6 years to really cure that entrepreneurial loneliness, to get that clarity, to get the focus, to become enthusiastic, to become excited for your business all over again, and really to take everything you're doing up to the next level, and that is masterminding. Now, we talked about mastermind sessions and what it takes to run a mastermind session and the things you should consider doing and things like that before on the show. But the reason why this is front of mind for me right now is because not so long from now, just a couple of months from now, I'm actually going to be in London and I'm going to be holding my first live mastermind event of 2016. Now, I hinted at this a little bit in the last episode with Pat Flynn in my intro there, but basically May 7th, in London, we're going to be getting together with a group of entrepreneurs to discuss the growth of our businesses, to weather our own entrepreneurial storms, and really become like super uber focused on the growth of our businesses in 2016 and beyond. This is a very intimate group. It's a very exclusive group. It's held at a gorgeous facility in London. Lunch is included. We even have a special guest coming in to give us a presentation in the afternoon. But ultimately, it all comes down to the mastermind attendees that are there in person that day and really the focus that that group will bring. Now, I know what you're saying, but Chris, hold on. You run the Youpreneur Mastermind community online and, you know, like you're always touting it and telling us how great that is. How is this any different? Well, it's a lot different. Number one, first and foremost, you don't need to be a Youpreneur member to attend the May 7 live mastermind event in London, okay? You don't need to be a member. If you are a member, then you will get a very sizable discount off attending. I want to state that. But you don't need to be a member. Secondly, live in-person events like this tend to be very, very high energy and extremely tight when it comes to actually sitting there in a hot seat scenario and really just getting to grips with things very, very, very quickly. This isn't like a forum like we have with the community where you'll go backwards and forwards sometimes over a period of hours or even days or even weeks for that matter, if the subject's a hot topic, kind of getting clarity and things like that. I mean, don't get me wrong. The mastermind community inside of Youpreneur is the best thing that I've done in my career to surround myself with like-minded individuals and also bring those like-minded individuals together as well. However, doing it in person adds just a little bit more of an intimacy factor into it. Not only will you go away with a brand new business plan in place with lots of ideas and aspirations and goals, but you'll also walk away with a brand new family of entrepreneurial friends to stay in touch with as well. And trust me, those relationships are absolutely huge. Now, I've been doing these events on and off for the last 5 or 6 years or so. And I can tell you something right now, I've seen some massive movements taking place, some huge actions taking place. We've seen people fully rebranding and redesigning their websites, which instantly increase opt-ins. We've seen people launch full Udemy courses and then build out pure-blown Udemy, you know, franchises almost in terms of how much they're putting out there. We've had people register new domain names right there in person on their laptops in the mastermind and then map out an entire digital course to stick on that domain name. We've seen people relaunch autoresponder series. We've seen some attendees just completely throw away one business model, pivot right there in the middle of the session to a completely different angle and market with great potential. Whereas before, if they'd have become a little stuck in the mud, it would be a whole different ball game. Now, the reason why I tell you all about this, number one, yes, obviously, I'd love for you to come to the London event. That's a given. But the important part to remember about getting in place a mastermind session or a mastermind group in your business growth is to understand that you must allow everyone taking part enough time to discuss what they want to talk about, as well as then to get feedback from the rest of the group, okay? So whether you're there in London on May 7, or whether you join the Youpreneur community and you're on our live calls every month, or you're in the private forums or whatever, what I'm talking about here, guys, is sometimes you have to just shut the hell up and listen, because nobody's got a monopoly on good ideas. Absolutely nobody. And for me, I've learned that when I shut up, which is sometimes hard because I'm a talkative bugger, but when I do shut up and I listen to other people, not only do I get a huge amount of knowledge and experience out of that, but man, does it get my brain ticking when it comes to coming up with new ideas and focuses for my businesses. I just absolutely love surrounding myself with these kind of like-minded individuals. So I really want you to think about this over the next week, week and a half or so. Are there people that you know, either locally or online, that you feel you could get together with on a regular basis and surround yourself with that entrepreneurial energy and spirit, and maybe cure a little bit of that entrepreneurial loneliness as well? If there isn't, then maybe consider joining an online community like youpreneur.com, or possibly, if you're close by, attending the London Mastermind event live on May 7. For more info on that, by the way, you can go to chrisducker.com/London. Simple as that. And, you know, ultimately understand and embrace the idea of not keeping all of your plans and your ideas and your projects too close to your chest. Like I said, nobody has a monopoly on good ideas. It does come down to sometimes just opening up a little bit, getting over yourself a little bit, and really just hearing, you know, opening up your ears and hearing what other people have got to say about your ideas and your plans and that sort of type of thing as well. Now, this episode is instinctively short. It's a solo episode inserted. I know that we would normally have an interview format. And yes, I'm talking about my live event. And yes, I want you to attend. But really, it's instinctively short for a reason. It's because I want you to stop listening to me right now, and I want you to genuinely think about the power of a mastermind group and exactly what it could mean for your own personal growth as an entrepreneur, and more importantly, for your business as a whole and the people that you serve doing what you do every day as a brand building business owner. Until next week, when I'm going to be back with my good friend Brian Clark to talk all about becoming and really pursuing the life of a digital entrepreneur, please take good care. Think about what I've said in this episode, and I hope to sincerely see at least some of you over in London on May 7. Bye for now.
If the idea of an entrepreneurial community where you get to learn from the best in the business,
as well as rub shoulders,
gain support,
have access to immediate feedback,
as well as nonstop accountability from your peers, is something that excites you, then visit youpreneur.com for more information
and to get started on building a business you can truly be proud of
today. That's youpreneur.com. We'll see you
on the inside.